will keep you in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Rise on your feet and let's pray this prayer. Put your two hands on your head and say, Lord, I thank you that I have not lost my sanity. Thank you, Lord, that my life is still intact. Thank you, Lord, that my brain is still functioning. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy is not suggesting evil things to my mind. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Put your hands together and shout hallelujah. All right, let's be seated. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Please, I'm going to bear this. I want to get it right. Hallelujah. Bass will be better. We need more bass on it. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible open to the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 12. I started something on Thursday. I started a war on Thursday. And I know with confidence that anyone that says you will not matter, will not matter. You are not listening. Anyone that says your life will not manifest will die suddenly. Anyone that says you will cut your life short, it will die suddenly. Anyone who says it will turn your laughter to mourning, to lamentation, we will look for him, we will not find him anymore. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do I drop it? Are you talking about it? Okay. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Please, I want everybody to look at the board. You see, take note of some things. Faith that I'm trying to build in this assembly is not the faith for what you want from God. Can I repeat that? It's not the faith for what you want from God. I want God to give me a car. I want God to give me a house. I want God to do this. It's good. It's part of the faith, but it's not the whole totality of faith. I want you to have faith for the capacity of what God can do. Have faith for what God can do. Not just what you want. Have faith that God is an embodiment, that God has the capacity to turn your situation around without consulting anybody. Have faith that God can turn everything around in a second. Have faith of what God can do. Have faith by recounting of what God has done in the past. Hallelujah. How at the age of 75, he called Abraham out of his father's house. And at 100, Abraham became a father. He did not stop at only one. He even married another woman called Keturah and had other children. Remember what God can do. Remember how God dealt with the story of Hannah. After Hannah had Samuel, he had another 5 children. Not just Samuel. God has the capacity to touch that womb that the doctor said is already dead and keep it alive. God has the capacity to kickstart the menopause and become menostat. Am I talking to somebody? God has the capacity to turn the fibroid to a fine boy. Am I talking to somebody? Have faith in the capacity of what God can do. On Thursday, I start this war. In Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verse 1. Please bear with me. I am going to be brief. I don't want to do Father's Day celebration. Is that now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church? I'm going to stay there for a second. He stretched forth. Okay? When the hand was coming, Pastor, nobody challenged the hand. When he was stretching it and he was grabbing somebody, nobody said, hey, you are going beyond your boundary. That's what happened in our father's house. When they touch somebody, it doesn't concern you. But listen, anything you, any evil you don't challenge is coming after you. Any issues you don't stop is coming after you. The Bible says, he stretches hand. The second thing they apart from the hand is to vex. Eh? I mean, do we understand what vex means? Let me ask the children. Ayomide, what is vex? He said, don't vex me, oh. What does it mean? Okay. I'm going to try. Yes. Don't vex me. What does it mean? Do not force me. Okay. Let me go about you then. 10-year-old girl, don't vex me. What does vex mean? 10-year-old girl. If you are not 10-year-old, you are more than 10-year-old. I'm asking you 10-year-old. Olivia. Huh? Don't get me angry. Thank you, Olive. Can we put our hands together for Olive this morning? So, he stretched forth his hand to get the church angry. So, he didn't stretch forth his hand to make you happy. The Bible, he stretched forth his hand to vex the church, to disarray the church, to get the church against what they are used to, where they are known for. Church is known for peace. So he vexed them to make them angry. Give me verse 2. And in verse 2, what did he do? He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. James is one of the 12 disciples. So the devil does not just speak ordinary people in the church. Go back to verse 1. To vex some certain people. Satan does not come after ordinary people. He comes after homologo. He comes after a child who has a big future. After a child who has a victory. A child who has capacity to turn the family around. He comes after somebody who has the capacity to turn things around in the family. So when you are struggling, when you are fighting battle, know that your future is great. The devil does not come after non-entity. Have you not seen the madmen drinking bad water, gutter water? Do they fall sick? So why did you drink pure water and you are sick? Because, listen, they are already wasted. They are already in the camp of the enemy. What the enemy wants to do is to vex something that makes the family happy. Something that will create future for the family. The Bible says, it's right, and he picked verse 2. He picked James, one of the beloved. James is one of those people that are very close to Jesus. It's one that will sit next to Jesus. John is the one that will put his head on the chest of Jesus. But James is the brother. They will sit together. He's the one that Jesus, the mother came and said, let one of my sons sit at the right, one to sit at the left. He's the one that Herod first speak. Every family has an Herod. Every human being who has a future, who is going somewhere, have an Herod coming after you. Everyone. And you don't play fool. Don't play weakness. Don't play smart that it is not me. Listen. That is why I always celebrate with when people are celebrating. When you give a testimony, I'm happy for you. Because if God does it for my neighbor, that means God is in my neighborhood. Am I talking to somebody? If God does it for my neighbor, that means God is in my neighborhood, so it is coming to me very soon. And also in the negative, when the enemy touch one, if you don't challenge it, it's coming after you. Because the intention of the devil is to scatter the leadership of the church so that he can then begin to grab the church one by one. So he killed James, the brother of John, with sword. He called him out, cut his head in front of everybody. Some people were happy. Give me verse 3. In verse 3. And because he saw that he pleased the Jew, they were happy. When the court is, hey, see the head jumping. Oh, see him, he's not dead, he's still shaking. They were rejoicing. The Bible says, because he saw he pleased the Jew. When evil come into your neighborhood, attack it. If you see a child walking past somebody's car and kill the car, you know what I mean, kill the car, and you don't challenge it, it's coming to kill your car one day. Any evil you don't challenge, it's coming. I was telling some kids about 2-3 years ago, and I said, what happened in school now? It doesn't happen in our time. A teacher will be teaching me. Eh? And you will stand in front of the, you will be insulting the teacher. We will beat you, your mom will not recognize you. The teacher does not need to correct the class. We will correct you. No. Bad boys in our school days. I don't know where, I don't know the type of, the side of Africa you went to school. Bad boys in our school days are bad outside classroom. In the classroom. I went to school when we pay. I didn't go to free education. No. Free education came when I was leaving secondary school. Hallelujah. We will be, the teacher will be begging us to stop beating you. We'll start beating you in front of the teacher. I came to school. But here, when evils are not corrected, so the Bible said, because he pleased the Jew, he proceeded further. Motimu number 3. Let me go and take number 1. A pig Peter also. And that was the day of the unleavened bread on the communion service like day. That's the day he picked Peter. No, don't get me wrong. Peter was a man, in John chapter 3. John 3. When he was walking and he saw the crippled man that was there at the beautiful gate, he said, look on us. Eh? And they saw him heal the crippled man. Peter was the one who preached on the day of Pentecost to 120 people that remained of the disciples. Peter even challenged Jesus when Jesus was alive. So, you see, this person somebody should take. So, if Peter should be killed, that's the end. Can I shock you? If some of you die today, that's the end of your family. Am I talking to somebody? Do you understand? If the devil succeeded over your life, so many people will lose their identity for the rest of their life. Because they live on you, they believe in you, they are praying because of you. They are still living, they are still kicking because of you. So that's a person that they pick just to vex the church. Go to verse, let me read it up to verse 8. And I dissect this and I close. Verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. He delivered him to 4 battalions of soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. So his intention is he wants to kill him. He wants to bring him to the people so that they will condemn him before he kills him. He wants to get the approval so that by the time he gets that approval, then Christianity is over. That was, I was sent to us on Thursday. Herod and Pilate became friends so that they would kill Jesus. They were not friends. They were not talking mates. But when it comes to attacking the identity of Jesus, they became friends. There are people who are friends because they hate you. Not because they are your friends. But because you carry, they carry your matter, come meet them. That is not a good person. So they will become friends. Before you know it, they will start a church group chatting about you. Not because they are friends, but because they both hate you. Even there are people in church. They leave church. If there's a pastor, they will be chatting about. Not the good thing he said, though. See how he pronounced that word. Yeah. There are people attacking you because they hate you. Some people are your enemy because they hate your mother. Some people are your enemy because they cannot stand the face of your dad. So, they put him in prison. Why will you put an ordinary apostle? He's not a fighter. And you put him in 4 contalion of security. That means he was in the prison. They chain him. Then there are 4 different contalion of soldiers. Four group of soldiers watching over one woman. Give me verse 5. Peter was there kept in prison. But 5. But prayer was made without ceasing. Listen, they didn't say they pray prayer. They made prayer. Listen, move from praying to making prayer. Move on. Making prayer is, listen, do you just boil rice for 2 minutes and leave it? Have you made rice? You are praying rice there. But when you make rice, you cook it on tea. When it's not soft enough, you taste it's not soft. So you add fire. You add water until it is made. Prayer is made mean you pray until you have a result. If prayer is not enough, do more prayer. No option. If one prayer is not enough, add prayer fasting. So they made prayer unto God for him. Give me verse 6 quickly. I'm going to verse 7. Verse 6, and when Herod would have brought him forth, if he had brought him forth, nothing would change the destiny of Peter. He would be killed. The same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers bound with 2 chains, and the keeper before the door kept the prison. 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him when the prayer was done. A light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter by the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chain fell off from his hand. That chain in your hand is falling off today. That challenge is disappearing today. That issue is falling off today in the name of Jesus. And the angel said unto him, guard yourself and bind on thy sandals. So he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. He said, the garment that has been following you from your father's house, cast it away and follow me. Cast it and follow me. Listen, brethren, we are in the days that the enemy wants to vex you. I started by telling you, you're only being vexed because you're a glorious child. You have that delay because the child is a glorious child coming. And I can tell somebody, despite that affliction is an everyday occurrence, victory is always sure. Yeah. Despite that affliction is an everyday occurrence, victory is always very sure. Please, when you are facing battle, brothers and sisters, it's because you are not a common person. Huh? Everything I say to myself is this. I still struggle. But I see people refuse to struggle. They are enjoying their life in poverty. Poverty is not an issue to them. I was telling somebody the other time, I said, I wish I have some money. He said, you are talking about having money? He said, I'm just thinking of having the next meal. We are operating at a different level. Why your battle is this big is because of what you carry. There was a story of a boy called Samson. Do we remember the boy called Samson? Hallelujah. You remember the boy called Samson? And that's why, youth, don't try dreadlock. Youth, including you. Where's Daniel? Don't try dreadlock. Over. Don't try. dreadlock come from an assignment. Dreadlock is for Nazarene. Who are the Nazarene? They are the people that knife should not touch the head. Eh? No blade. No, what they call it? What does the clipper should touch it? Because the day he touches it, they lose their strength in God. They lose their existence in God. They lose who they are in God. So, dreadlock is not what you wake up one day and say, I want to go dreadlock. People who have dreadlock are born with it. All those idiots you see on the street are idiots. I-D-I-O-T-S. Because they are dabbling into an area they are not called into. Am I talking? If any of you have done it, I pray for forgiveness. God has forgiven you already. Hallelujah. Eh? Those of you who have done it, yeah. I mean, have you done it before? They will beat you to puff, I know. If you even try it now, some of us will still beat you. I'm talking of them, laddie. The way we'll beat you, your girlfriend will not like you anymore. The Bible says, Samson is a Nazarene. He had the call before he was born. God has spoken to his mother and his father. And they have said, this will happen. But one day he woke up, he said, I found a woman for myself. Can I chuck men? You don't find your own woman. Daddy, you don't find your own woman. God gives you a woman. He that find a wife, find a good thing. And he obtained favor from the Lord. That's when you find him or her, when you find her in the Lord. I'm not going to that today. It's a long story. The Bible says, he said, Daddy, Mommy, come and follow me. The mom said, don't you see anybody in our side? Urobo guys, if all left. Adjele, get you adjele. You don't understand what I'm saying, though. Some people don't understand. You don't understand. Don't worry. Don't understand the only. Sister Mercy, you didn't understand what I said. Okay, that's good. The mother said, you can't find anybody in our side. Why did you go for this? But that's not where I'm going. On his way, he went with his mother and father. A lion appeared. The lion did not harass the mother. He did not harass the father. He harassed him. Why did the lion harass him? Because he's the one who carried destiny. He's the man of purpose. He's the man who have an identity. He's the man who have a battle to carry. He has a battle to fight. When you are facing issues, it's because you have a destiny. When you face battle and you will be in a battle and you don't even know where the source of the battle. You'll be asking yourself, who did I offend? When did this battle come in? When did it start? You know, it's because you have a great destiny. Anybody going far, we have a very struggling start. But don't give up. Can you help me preach to one or two people? Don't give up. Whatever the situation, whatever the battle, don't give up. So, oh my God. Herod already killed one person. He's about to kill the second. Because he knows if I kill, then I will end Christianity. The attack in your family is to end your family. When people wake up and they begin to malign your name, it goes beyond who you are. It's your future. But the Lord will silence them before they get to your helper in the name of Jesus. On Thursday, I was telling us that Goliath had no plan. For 40 days, Goliath will come and choose one person to come and fight me. It is only when somebody came. Then he began to say, why did you send me a small child? Why did this one? Because he had no plan himself. You see, at times the enemy just want to waste you. But don't give up without a fight. Eh? Don't drop the weapon without a fight. You know, there's one thing they always say to the soldiers. Okay, at least he's doing some little paramilitary. If you attack one military man, you have attacked your battalion. Eh? They will not say, oh, it is only Mr. Lubumi is attacked. So any single attack on any of us here is an attack against everybody. And that's why when there's an attack on the military, the old cantonment will fight out. And that's why you see in Nigeria, when a conductor slap a military man, they will come with a load and kill everybody on the street. Because they are telling you, why don't you warn him? Huh? You didn't slap him, more, but they are beating you because why don't you tell him, you don't go here? Can somebody pray today and say, devil, enough is enough. I will not allow you to take one instead of coming after me. Oh, Jesus, help me today. Look at the man at the gathering. We are landing up with this time. Jesus. The man at the gathering, the Bible says, Jesus was about to cross over to go and set him free. As he got into the ship, this evil wind started. Some of us pastor will have just said, I want to go and save the idiot. My car had a crash. I'm going back home. But Jesus went there. Now hear this. When they lay hold on the man, and Jesus said, who are you? He said, we are legion. He said, we are many. How many people know what legion means? How many people are in the legion? Huh? No? Huh? I had one word there. It's 6,000. A legion is 6,000. So, 6,000 spirit in one man. That's why he was cutting himself. One spirit will say, slap yourself. Another will say, stand up. Another will say, sit down. How did 6,000 spirit came to this man? How? I know my time is fast spent, but I need to, I want to break this down so that we know how to deal with some situation. The Bible said, when you cast out a spirit, it said when the spirit goes out, it will look for seven of his friends. And it will come back to come and check up whether you are dirty again, whether there is still an empty space. If there is an empty space, it goes with the eight. And they become eight. The Bible says so many times it was caught, it was chained, and it will break the chain. That means they are doing deliverance for him every time. So each time they do deliverance, they will send the hate out. When the hate are coming, how many will they come with? Huh? 64. 64. One of them, one will become eight. It becomes 64. So when they do another deliverance, 64, they will come.
Hallelujah. We are just test trying, please. The devil will recruit everyone. That's why the devil will say, don't talk to him. He's your friend, though. Don't talk to him. He's doing this. You didn't. Some of us will not even find out. What has Brother Albert does that they said I should not talk to him? You just say, Brother, can we just tell his wife? Pastor said I should not talk to Brother Albert. Don't talk to him. The wife will just call his bestie and say, bestie, that Brother Albert is not a good man. No. Even pastor said we should not talk to him again. No. Don't talk to him. No. You see how the devil spread? Mommy, you know where the problem is? When I now forgive Brother Albert and we sort our problem out, I may not tell Brother Akin that I've sorted out. Brother Akin may not tell his wife. His wife may not tell bestie. Everybody will still gang up against an innocent man. That's how the devil does. Imagine we are doing our Christianity the same way. Imagine you are telling somebody about God. Come to our church. Come and see what God is doing. This is our flyer. Call my pastor. My pastor will pray with you. If we do the same thing, the church will be full. But you are expecting, let the church will bring people himself. The Bible says, one bring one. Hallelujah. So, Herod, man, is looking for people. Go back to verse 6 of chapter 12, please. And let's round up there. Because we are going to pray three prayer. We take communion. Your head will not abhor evil. Your head will not abhor evil. Today you will have victory. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. He said, when Herod will have brought him forth, why did he need to bring him forth? When he killed James, did he bring him forth? No. He killed James to gauge what is the reaction of the people. I was telling my wife, I was preparing this message and I was telling my wife during the week, I said, anybody should not leave church. It's not right. You know, at times we just say, anybody want to leave, let them leave. At times, it is the devil plucking them out. So the devil will be populating his own kingdom. And we are saying, he's too arrogant. He's too messy. Hey, he doesn't listen. I pray for him. He did. God was telling me, he said, don't allow any to leave. God was giving me serious version of the Bible. He said, when one sheep left, when the shepherd lost one sheep, what did he do? He kept the 90. He went after the one. So, what type of shepherd are you? That you have every reason for everybody that leaves. I'm saying the way God was rebuking me as a person. But at times, when people leave, I just look at it. What can this person say I have done? Eh? But at times, you don't have to do anything for the devil to act. Am I talking to somebody? So, that's not what I'm saying today. So, Herod brought him for people to approve. Who are you bringing for people to approve? Can I explain it? When you had issues with your spouse, and you are telling somebody the half truth, so you are seeking approval. Huh? Oh, goodness me. Do we understand what I'm saying? If this woman have issues with, God forbid, it will never happen, with Mr. Arowoshere, do you think he will tell me the true story when she comes? She will tell me the sweet part. Okay, why is she telling me the sweet part? So that I can support her. And if I'm Agbaushiga, I will support her without listening to Mr. Arubushi. Are you getting it? And if care is not taken, we will be recruiting people against an innocent soul. So Herod brought him intend to bring him, I've killed somebody. Herod will start saying, I've killed James. So, you know, none of them talk. Some of them are even happy. They can't defend themselves. He said, this one, let's kill him. So that all of you that have not caught people said before, I'll give you this word to cut, so that you can experience how easy it is to cut people's head. He was looking for approval. But God knows. Can I tell you? We need to pray. My time is fast. Are you getting anything? God knows if people agree, he cannot stop them. Am I talking to somebody? He said, if we are two or three, I got that in my name. He said, when two agree, they will chase 1,000. When it comes three, they will chase 10,000. When they were building the Tower of Babel, how many of you remember the story of Tower of Babel? What did God do? He came down and confused their language. He said, if I didn't confuse their language, what they intend to do? What they intend to do, they will do it. So, the intention is to bring him out where there will be no Christian to support him. And the moment they approve, killing is the next. Who is bringing you to the covenant for approval? Today, that person will die for you in the name of Jesus. Whoever is saying that your children will not amount to anything, God will destroy them today in the name of Jesus. I want us to make prayer for our life today. The Bible says in Psalm 18 verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet, everybody. I want us to pray. Please, before we start to pray, I am begging you, if God give you the grace on Thursdays, don't miss our Thursday service. If God give you the grace to be here, we don't pray. We are making prayer. We are cooking prayer. The last Saturday of this month, I'll be here to cook prayer for 2 hours. On the 1st to the 7th of July, we are here cooking prayer. And that cooking will be done before we finish. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every hand that want to touch me in order to fix my family. Oh God of heaven, cut the hand off today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Every hand that want to touch me in order to fix my family, in order to fix my household. Oh God, let the hand wither. Let the hand wither. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lili Kotoba Liga de Bregede. Every hand that want to touch me, I cut it off today. I cut it off today. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every hand that want to touch me, none that affects me. Lord, my Father. Lord, my Father. Let the hand be with us today. Ligo do bregede gede. Bando ye gede gede gede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. It was said in the Bible that they chained Peter. They chained him and they put him in prison. I've never been handcuffed before here. And I'm not asking anybody to answer me whether I have been handcuffed before or not. But I know in this country, sir, if you are outside, they handcuff you. But the moment you enter police station and you are going to the cell, they take the handcuff off. Am I right? I've never experienced it. I think that's the way they do it. I don't know. Don't tell me they have.
even if I know I don't want to know. Now, but this one, they put him in prison, sir. And they still put chain. And they put a soldier behind this and that. You are going to pray. Every chain that wants to confine me to one spot. Every limitation that wants to put me in one spot. Everything that wants me to take me away from my people. Oh God, my Father, take the chain off my hand today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Take that chain off my hand, oh God. Every chain that wants to keep me as a spot. Every situation that wants to make me to be as a spot. Lord, take the chain off my hand today. Take the chain off my hand today. Take that chain off my hand today. Take that chain off my hand today. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want you to pray this prayer if you sincerely want it. The place nobody has ever got into in my family. Lord, take me there. How many want to sincerely pray that? Young lady, when I was young, slow it down, please. When I was young, that's a prayer I used to pray. I don't have shoes like all my friends. What type of shoe do they have, sir? The tire rubber one. That's what they wear to school. I can't afford it. I was telling you. But I always pray. I say, God, where my father and my mother cannot get to, let me get there. I remember when I finished primary 6. I'm talking to the youth, please listen to me. When I finished year 6, and because there's no clothes for me to wear, I went to take my father's clothes. My father died when I was 4. So I wore the clothes, and I went. And my sisters and my only brother called a meeting to ask how dare me that I would talk. The only time they kept from me, they said, 2 clothes, 1 sandal and 1 shoe. I remember, in fact, it is like a movie to me now. I raised my head up. I know my mother held on to me, didn't want me to talk. I look up and I said, God, help me that I'll be the best in my father's house. Please, know something, I'm still going higher. But today, I'm still the best in my father's house. Am I talking to somebody? You are going to pray. Everything I've gone through in life, oh God, Lord, use them together and make me the best in my father's house. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Hey, pray for yourself. What my father does not have, give me the grace to have it. What my mother cannot afford, give me the grace to have it. Pray for yourself on this Father's Day. Pray for yourself. If it is my family, let me go there. What my father cannot achieve, let me achieve better, oh God. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That barrier that stopped them in my father's house, me, Daddy Oluwa, it will not stop me. We are people fail in my father's house. I will not fail. I will not falter. My brothers might have failed. My sister might have failed. I, Daddy Oluwa, I will not fail. Pray for yourself. I will not repeat the evils of my father. I will not repeat the mistakes of my mother. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Ministers, please come out quickly. Let's receive the communion and do the remaining 2 prayers with the communion. Precious. Everybody, I want you to have it because we need to pray. Revelation 12:11. Thank you. Make sure you have one. Is there anybody without any? Hallelujah. I want you to look at the board. He said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and did not love their life unto death. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The word of testimony is not just when you have already received a testimony. By your declaration, it's a word of testimony. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I believe in your word. I believe in the power in the blood of the Lamb. I believe you died on the cross of Calvary to end my misery, to end my lamentation, to turn my crying into joy. I declare with my mouth open that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I declare that you will end every situation that I'm going through. I believe in you. I know you will put an end to every attack of the enemy over my life. I believe in your word. I believe that you died to save me. And I declare that I'm totally saved and I'm totally free. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Do this for me, please. Make sure before you take the body of Christ, let it make sure you put part of it into the blood. So there's a mixture of the body and the blood. Even if you put a meat inside the freezer, it will still show sign of blood in it. Father, Lord, we thank you for your blood and your body is enough to save us. As we take this, heal us. Set us free. Amen. Wipe away the sins of our father. Amen. Wipe away the sins of our mother. Amen. The mistake of our father and mother, wipe it away. Amen. And set us free today. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You will say, I'm taking the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And you take it. I want you to begin to ask God for anything you want. Anything you want. I had it in my hand. It's an open blanket for you. Just speak to God on what you want. Talk to God this afternoon. What you want. Tell him what you want. That thing you want, tell him. Just tell him this morning.
Lord, we confess that Jehovah is your name. Shakatu pariataka. We confess that you are the only God. We confess that you are the one who has the final say. We approach your presence this morning with this great promise that all power belongs to you. Lord, we have acted according to your word. I do this in remembrance of me. We stand on this efficacy of this apostolic commandment. Father, we decree upon the open church we have presented to us this morning that every lamentation, by the power in the name of Jesus and by the reason of the blood of Jesus, come to an end in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We join our faith together in the unity of the Spirit. We speak your word over every lamentation whatsoever and by any means. We speak to you, lamentation. Hear ye the word of God. Your time is up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Either it's for long time or of recent, we issue the verdict of God over you. We decree and declare that everything you have brought so far, we remove you on ground in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare an end has come unto you in the name of Jesus. We call for the freshness from Zion over every life right now, over every situation right now. Let there be transformation. Take place now. 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 In the name of Jesus. As you are saying amen, you are prevailing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. We are going to take our communion. Just give me a minute. I need to talk to fathers. This Father is a place for us to sit down. Please, fathers, I beg you with the mercy of God. Young men, I think I'm meeting the young adult today. I said so. Next Sunday is our house meeting. General meeting next Sunday after church. I'm talking to every father here. Young men, I'm talking to you. I know some of us have made mistakes in the past. I'm talking to Father this Father's Day. Every opportunity you have as a father, do it. That if you should walk out of that family, your wife, your children will be weeping. Can I repeat what I'm saying? Take your place as a father. Taking a place as a father is not by money. It's by your presence. It's by your love, it's by your commitment, that the day you choose, that the day you can only get out of that house only if you are pushed. When the woman looked at you and said, my life cannot be complete without this man, You don't use your mouth to call yourself father. It's by responsibility. Being a father is one of the greatest thing one can do. That somebody call you a daddy is a great thing, but it's expensive to be a father. It means your time is no more your time. It means your money is then our money. It means your career is our career. Men, let us take our place that no woman will be able to say, I'm out of here. Be the father that your wife never had. Be the best friend that your wife never had. Your money is the family money. Our money is our money. Your money is the family money. Our money is our money. Let's be real. In the house, you take no meat instead of having every meat. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You become the last to be served. Yes, listen, I am saying this. It becomes painful when you see fathers does not know their responsibility. I know UK talk of 50-50. UK talk of 50-50. We have grown up. The Bible that trained me never talk of 50-50.